Now, let me just be very clear from a biblical standpoint. What does God think about abortion? Isaiah 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. The Bible says a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. This is, you know, the word we know, conception. She'll conceive, conception. Now, of course, the big argument, when does life begin? At conception, at implantation, somewhere down the line, or when the baby comes out of the womb? So the question is, what does the Bible teach? Because what I'm saying is abortion is murder. Let me just prove to you from the Word of God. Go to Matthew 1. Remember, a virgin shall conceive. A virgin shall conceive. Matthew 1, verse 23. Matthew 1, verse 23. Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. See, in Isaiah 7, a virgin shall conceive. In Matthew 1, verse 23, a virgin shall be with child. What is the Bible saying? Life begins at conception, not at implantation a couple weeks later. Now, here's where that's important, because most Christians would say they're against killing a baby inside the belly, but what Christians accept in 2023 is forms of birth control that are murdering innocent children. Because on, and look, I know there's a lot of birth control pills out there. I do not claim to be an expert, but when you have things like the day after pill, they want to destroy the pregnancy, and what they'll say is, well, we prevent it from taking place. And then they'll give two options of how this takes place. One is, we make it so a woman is not fertile. Like, she will not ovulate. She won't even get pregnant. And that usually will work. But there's a backup mechanism. And what it's called is, it prevents implantation. Now, implantation occurs a few weeks after conception.
I'm Dr. Vaishali Joshi, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist, practicing at Cloud 9 Hospital, Malad, Mumbai. The morning after pills work in different manners. It first prevents the ovulation because of the high dose of progesterone hormone. It also thins out the lining of the womb, and it also prevents environment in the uterus for implantation of unfertilized egg.
But here's the thing. We don't believe that life begins at implantation 2 weeks later. The Bible shows us life begins at conception. When you're taking those birth control pills, you are murdering innocent children. And they're known as silent abortions because you're not aware of it taking place. Look, these are facts. If you don't believe me, educate yourself. I mean, study. Learn this stuff. These are facts. And it is hypocritical for a Christian to say, well, I would never get an abortion, but I'll take birth control pills that will prevent implantation. You're being hypocritical, and you're murdering innocent children inside of your womb.